The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Taxmasters. The IRS has stepped up its collections, so now you really need Taxmasters. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Finding 60 votes in the Senate for health care reform just got tougher.
Morally, every one of us would like to cover every American with health insurance, but that's where you spend most of the $1 trillion. And I'm afraid we've got to think about putting a lot of that off until the economy's out of recession.
Independent Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut. Does that sound like a yes to you? More after this from Charlie. Democrats were hoping that Senator Joe Lieberman would be a strong yes vote for health care reform, but on CNN's State of the Union, he sounded like a strong maybe.
There's no reason we have to do it all now, but we do have to get started. And I think the place to start is cost, health delivery reform, and insurance market reform.
Senator Richard Lugar, Republican, usually works closely with Democrats, but he too was saying slow down.
For the moment, let's clear the deck and try it again next year or in subsequent times.
Subsequent times. Not sure what that means, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't mean September. Republican Orrin Hatch on Meet the Press said the government should focus on getting Medicare solvent first.
These people want to take and create a government plan when Medicare is $39 trillion in debt right now.
Slow down, slow down, slow down. What was Harry Truman's big goal back in 1947?
To provide adequate medical care to all who need it.
That was 62 years ago. Former Democratic Party Chair Howard Dean said on Face the Nation, it's time for the president to pick a plan and take a stand.
People value strong leadership, and I still think Bill Clinton's got the best political mind in America. And he said a couple of times last weekend, you know, once the president signs this bill, his numbers will go right back up again.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Monday, August 24th, 2009.